nice and hot, but the Candy Strop's been out there in front and scoring plenty of tries, which is great to see.
Yeah, fantastic, Jonathan. We put a big travel day in yesterday to get up here to Scone, and it's been fantastic, an absolute ripper. Oh, I think 37 degrees today, which is an absolute scorcher, but the girls have done a fantastic effort, 3 from 3 on day one, and looking in great shape for day two.
Well, the good thing about it is the Rebels are out there in the community and working in the country, and not only by coming out here and having a bit of a lash, but also winning games as well. And it's great to see that we've seen the magnificence that is the Tyne and Mercedes-Benz logo on the front of the shirt. And I think at the very least, Brendan should be able to furnish you with an automobile. Would you like a coupe? Would you like a family wagon? What would you like? Because I certainly, Brendan and the crew there at Tyne should look after you, but also tradies, also Secho, which is just down the road here between Musselbrook and Scone, as well as Cattle Country. Big Harry there, of course, Harry Peters. Look after you, and also, of course, Warren Smith and the partners. It's really important that the Rebels really got their teeth into women's rugby, and it's nice to see they're feeding them with this team going on.
Yeah, Southern Districts have been an outstanding club from a men's perspective for so many years, and I think them integrating with and kind of having that association with women's rugby off the back of, you know, fantastic results at the Olympics with the women's sevens is such a great pathway. Steps for the club as a holistic view. Great to have support from all the sponsors, which is great, but at the end of the day, we're here going supporting, you know, country rugby as well.
You can get become a member of the great club that is Southern Districts. We're going to southerndistricts.com.au. But yourself, you come from Engadine, do you? From down around the southern suburbs. And tell us sort of about your journey to come and play the great game of rugby.
Yeah, I'm so shy girl at heart. Unlike some of the girls that we come from all over, which is, you know, great to have that, I suppose, diversity in the team. I grew up playing basketball and netball, and off the back of watching my partner Jake playing the Shoot Shield for many years, I just thought, why not, you know, try something new, and I've never kind of looked back. The culture that we have with at the Rebelettes is something that's unparalleled with any other sport I've played, so that's why I love it, and that's why I'll continue to love it.
What about yourself? You've been part of the AON 7 series. Tell us a little bit about that experience. Has Rugby Australia looked after you, and have you had a look at it and gone, this is a real career option, even though you've got to take a big slab out of your life to be able to do it?
Yeah, the AON 7 series has been fantastic, and massive help out from AON itself, the Rugby Australia and all the universities who have invested so much money in the growth of women's rugby. That is a massive opportunity, pretty much the highest level that's not contracted for women's rugby in Australian sevens. So great opportunity for young up-and-coming growth who want to aspire to potentially be the next Charlotte Kaslik, who's out here today. Thanks, Shirley. And yeah, I think it's a wonderful pathway that anyone who's thinking about the game of sevens should really put their head down and aspire to become a part of. Club, I was part of Sydney University, who overall did exceptional for their inaugural year. We came fourth overall and managed to pick up 2 medals, a silver and a bronze, which was fantastic for a lot of debutantes in the AON series. Yeah, overall we did great. Kudos to Griffith, who were the standouts across the full series, and shout out to little country kid Jakiah Whitfield, who took out player of the series, who was our own little grummy of the team.
Well, it's interesting to see out of this, you've had a cider now, you've had a first year on board with this. Is it something as part of payment you should be able to get a scholarship to Sydney University, part of it, because you're giving up all this time, you're training yourself like a professional, yet you're not getting paid, and it's, you can't go gallivanting around the countryside without getting paid, and it's a real thing now. We've seen the Bill Corp Super W, the ladies sacrificed 3 or 4 months of their, you know, lives, training. Okay, the expenses get looked after, and it's got to be a little bit better.
Yeah, AON series was fantastic in terms of resources and facilities. For some, they were given opportunities to have Sydney Uni scholarships. I'm not sure to what extent that was, but as I said, Sydney Uni was their first inaugural year, and we essentially had 7 weeks prior to the first tournament to turn around everything. So to come away with those results, I think we did fantastically. Massive shout out to all the coaching staff, who our S&C program, our coaching, you know, training sessions were all the highest level, which is great. But I think we were treated quite well, all things considered, you know, in such a short turnaround. Dave and Tristan, who are the heads of Sydney Uni and the sport and the rugby club, were really on board, and we're already talking discussions for next year to make it bigger and better, so I'm just excited to see where it goes. So I actually resigned from my job prior to the AON series because I just wanted to commit myself to my rugby and have a bit of a break from, I think a lot of people can manage both full-time work, and I know school as well has been really well received for those who are managing that as well.
Well, Olivia, it's fantastic to meet you, the pride of the Candy Stripes, but we're going to talk to somebody called Maddie, but she's fairly decent at the game too. But it's great to see you up here at Scone. Of course, if you want to find out more about the Rebellion, you can just head to the website there, southerndistricts.com.au, and be part of it. We're looking forward to Olivia White being part of the fabric of not only AON Sevens, but being part of the Rebels finally winning a premiership in a senior grade. But Don McKinnon may have some say about that next year. We'll see how we go. Great to meet you. We wish you all the best moving forward, and thank you for your time.
Thank you so much.